The head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, I'm going to look big picture here, which is probably easier for me than for you, but I have a hard time figuring that a weekend like this is not going to benefit you down the road somewhere.
I agree with you, Schulze. It was a heck of a game tonight, and no, we played a good hockey game. Kind of ran out of a little gas probably in the third. You know, they had a little more probably jump in the third right there, but I thought the first two periods we kind of dictated play. But, again, we lost the game, but, again, I thought we played good hockey.
What were they doing these last two nights that made it so dang hard for you to get a goalie off the ice?
Well, they just, again, they kept pucks low. They were strong on pucks. They were heavy. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing right there. They're just heavy and they're persistent. And, no, it's they're a good hockey team. They play the right way, and they're a team that they're a team. That's what I like about them. They're a team, and I respect that. I mean, up and down their line, their guys play the same way, and I have a lot of respect for them.
That first period was as tight as could be. Second period, boom, two goals in the span of 30-some seconds. We'll talk about theirs first. Three consecutive penalties is going to lead to a goal eventually, isn't it?
Yeah, we lost a little battle on the faceoff right there. We lost a little battle on the faceoff. It was kind of a weird play. Initially, we had possession of the puck, and we had a clear, and we just couldn't clear it. And again, they were heavy. They were heavy on their sticks.
Then you score 31 seconds later. I don't know that I've seen a 3-on-1 where there wasn't a pass. Take us through what's going through the mind of Alex Iarullo there on that play.
Well, I think what I can't speak for Icy, but I think what was going on, and we had it on tape, it probably was a 2-on-1. It would have been a little different, but by being a 3-on-1, their defenseman just actually had to protect the middle of the rink. When he was protecting the middle of the rink, we had two guys driving the net, and I thought Fanti was back in his net too. He was pretty deep in his net right there, and I think that gave Alex the out, you know, the far corner right there. I think if Fanti was out a little farther, it might have been a little tougher for Alex.
I was pretty surprised when I watched the replay of that, and I'm like, holy smokes, that was Kyle Loaf driving the back side.
Yeah.
That's a headsy play.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we had to get some activation. We needed to get one, and it was a good read on Kyle's part.
Again, wildly entertaining. Great to have fans back in here. I'm sure next week is going to be a blast too, Tom.
All right. Thanks,
Schulze. See you then. Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Beavers lose this one, final score of 2-1, but again, there is no way that this weekend doesn't help at some point down the road this season.